And now for an extended look at the forecast. Heading into the weekend, we bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So it has been a beautiful week, but we're about to get a little bit of a change with some showers.
That's right. Just a little bit of a change. And interestingly, they're coming about the same time as the last time we had some showers. This one's coming on Friday. It hasn't rained in 10 days, only once in the past 10 days. Today's day 11 of the month, of course. So it's been dry. But when we get rain, we get a lot of rain.
And what are we getting?
So it looks like there'll be, first of all, maybe a couple of showers this afternoon in the middle of the day, especially north of Boston, but it could be even in the city of Boston. You'll notice a little more cloud cover today. The winds will be a little higher as well, mostly out of the south, which keeps the Cape and the islands cooler. Most of us will be in the 80s today. I don't think we'll see any 90-degree weather because of that. And then tonight, a better chance we all see showers, especially later at night. You may hear the rumble of thunder. Temperatures will stay in the 60s to near 70. It's going to be very humid. That humidity continues into tomorrow when the showers remain for the first part of the day. So during the morning commute, there could be a few showers, but I think the afternoon's just a lot of clouds and a scattered shower.
Does that mean the weather clears up for the weekend?
Yeah, it does. And I think this is what many of us would choose, right? You get one day of rain every 10 days. It's great for the gardens. And then it's sunny. And that's what's going to happen here Saturday, Sunday, and into much of next week. It looks dry and increasingly warm. So the weekend is gorgeous. We're talking 90 degrees, lower humidity for Saturday, a little cooler Cape in the islands as usual. And Sunday, everyone is back into the mid to upper 80s, all sunshine. We may not see nary a cloud the entire weekend.
Let me ask this question. With all these high temperatures and rain once every 10 days, are we in any danger of a drought?
Yeah, so right now we're good. We were so moist during the spring and early part of meteorological summer that we're fine for now. And the way that the drought monitor ends up coming out is it looks at the total rainfall. So we're actually okay with total rainfall. What does happen, and gardeners know this, is that in these long periods without any rain, you really need to augment, especially containers, people that grow flowers or vegetables in containers. And if your garden's in the ground, the topsoil dries out real fast, so you'll have to water that. But, you know, the trees and the shrubs and even a lot of the lawns are still okay as long as we get quite a bit of rain. Now, we may not get a lot of rain today, so I think this is going to be one of our drier periods here coming up.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein will watch out for that and the plants and the lawn, and thanks a lot.
You're welcome.